Chapter 7.5, Section Summary.
Colonists had lived in the area beyond the Appalachian Mountains for years. During the war, George Rogers Clark organized many frontiersmen into a Western force. This Patriot force attacked and captured two villages along the Mississippi River. Next, these Western Patriots struggled with British forces for control of the town of Vincennes. Eventually, the Patriots captured the town in the bloody Battle of Vincennes. After this battle, British control over the Western frontier was seriously weakened. In the East, the British shifted their focus from New England to the southern colonies. First, the British captured the port city of Savannah, Georgia. The British next attacked the major port city of Charleston, South Carolina. After months of hard fighting, the Continental Army at Charleston surrendered to the British in May 1780. The British then marched through the South and defeated Patriot forces at Camden, South Carolina, in August 1780. Although the British had destroyed the Patriots' Southern Army in Camden, Patriot soldiers still fought against the British. They focused on guerrilla warfare, which included swift hit-and-run attacks on British supplies. Francis Marion was particularly skilled at this type of fighting. He organized Marion's Brigade, which severely damaged British communications and supply systems. By early 1781, the war was going badly for the Patriots. However, a large French force soon arrived to help Washington. These soldiers were led by the French general Comte de Rochambeau. The French also sent many ships to prevent British warships from bringing fresh troops and supplies. This allowed Washington and Rochambeau to confidently march into Virginia, where they attacked the British forces in Yorktown. The Patriots eventually won the Battle of Yorktown, which marked the end of the war. Over the next 2 years, the British and Patriots worked out the Treaty of Paris of 1783. This treaty gave official recognition to the new United States of America and defined its borders.